Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks Television. So I have a question for you. Do you feel like a race car that can't make one more lap around the track? Or could you use more energy to get through your day? Well, energy is the key to well-being and happiness and creativity. And so often you forget about how important energy is because you're just so caught up draining your energy in your busy daily life. But stopping and harnessing your energy is critical to your vitality. And your vitality is the key to your health, your happiness, and your success. So today we're going to really be diving into energy and how you can master your body IQ. Karen Atkins, creator of Master Your Body IQ, has helped thousands of busy students around the world bust stress, build vitality, and realize their true purpose with simple strategies that anyone can use. She's been featured on TED Talks and Good Morning America. She's an award-winning musician, combining energy-building tools and music for healing. Awards include the John Lennon Songwriting Contest, POSI Music Awards, and the Global Music Award. And her music has been included in multiple feature films, including Winona Ryder's movie, Boys. So without further ado, let me introduce you to Karen Atkins. So happy to have you.
So great to be here.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun just in the few minutes before we went on air. We already just got really into the deep end. We were talking about, you know, energy being everything. And you mentioned to me that your best friend just left her body and the energy of her soul essence is with you. So,
yep.
And she's helping you launch your new online course. So describe a little bit about the expansion of your own discovery that the energy continues in
well,
our
world. Yeah. Yeah, she is definitely teaching me. In fact, the week after she left her body, we wrote a song together. In fact, the day after she left her body, I was communicating with her. And by the way, I just will say that this is not something that is common for me. Even though I've been on a deep spiritual path for many years, and so was she, I have never communicated or received this kind of communication from anyone who's left their body before. So it was a big, big deal for me and a lot of lessons. So the morning after she left, I was lying in bed and I was just tuning in, and I could feel her presence so strongly. It was absolutely undeniable. And the first thing she said is, you need to write a song called She Rises. And it needs to be about my transition. And how basically the chorus of the song is, though she rises alone, they'll be welcoming her home. And the whole point being, there really is no such thing as death. And basically she was kind of priming me, I think, to be teaching me a lot of lessons, which has been happening, since March when she left her body. So, it's been absolutely amazing.
So she's come through to you through what we call thought induction or mind melding. She just pops in as a thought, gives you a message.
Yeah, that's one of the things. She's also sent animals, spiders. I had an experience where, a spider was crawling very fast across my ceiling. And I actually live in Mill Valley, California, which, there's a lot of spiders here. But I've been living here for 10 years. And when I first moved in and I saw the spiders, I basically said to them, look, we're going to have a deal. You don't bother me, I don't bother you. If I see you and you're far away and you're not that big and you're not moving too fast, I will leave you alone. But the minute that you get any closer or I get one bite or anything, you're out of here, okay? So we've kind of had this rule. And for 10 years, I'd never had any problem with them, defying that rule. I actually read an interpretation of the Tibetan Book of the Dead for Teresa, my friend, after she passed, and I felt her sitting with me. And after about 3 weeks, I actually felt her presence kind of leave, but I was like, oh, she's like definitely connecting more deeply with the light at this moment. And I felt a sense of grief because she had been with me for those 3 weeks so strongly. And I felt her sitting with me, and we were kind of having conversations about what I was reading. And so that morning at the end of the reading, I burst into tears and I thought, oh, you know, I think she's gone now. And it was just another level of grief. And so that afternoon, I was sitting at my desk and I see this big, big spider running very, very fast across my ceiling. And I'm going, you know, this is not cool. Like, you need to go over there. You know, like, you need to disappear. This is, you're scaring me now, and this is not cool. And it would not listen to me like they normally do. So it kept going all the way over my head and back to the window. And so I looked over at the window and I thought, okay. And then it starts heading to the bookshelf. So I thought, okay, you're going to disappear into the bookshelf. No problem. That's cool. Then I kind of had one eye because it was very big and it was moving very fast. And I had one eye on it and I see it coming back to the window. And then it goes back to the bookshelf. And I'm thinking, what is going on? Okay, hold on a second. So I'm looking up. I said, all right, I'm going to pay attention. What do you want me to see? And it stops right in front of Teresa's favorite book. She's practiced a very beautiful practice called Ekinkar for many years. And the book was called Stranger by the River. And it was her favorite book. And she always said to me, I want you to read this book, read this book, read this book. So finally, one year, I actually bought the book. And I started reading maybe a chapter or two. And then I put it aside. And I never finished it, but it sat in my bookshelf. And she had been communicating with me, like I said, also through hawks in different ways. So that was one thing. I just felt like, okay, whenever I see a hawk, I really felt her presence. So I pulled the book off the shelf. I said, okay, you fine. I think I'm getting the message. You want me to read this book. So I pull it off. Then the spider disappears. So I said, I'm busy right now, but I'll come back to it. And so a little bit later, I opened the book because I was starting to feel that grief again. And I opened the book, and the chapter that I opened it to, random page, was called Beloved. And in the book, it says, I am always with you. God is always with you. Just behold the hawk in the sky.
That's there you go. The secret. And you know what's so important about what you're saying? You, as aware and evolved as you are, you fell into the initial trap that most people do of believing they go somewhere.
Exactly.
They move into the light. They're gone. And we, what Janelle said, don't leave me, Jamie. They don't leave us. We leave them because of all the indoctrination of what we're told, our earthly misconceptions. They go somewhere. You know, they're in the dark matter, which is all around us, and they never go anywhere, you know? So, yep. And she was showing you through the dark spider that I'm in the dark matter. I'm all around you. You know, it's funny that we were saying before we went on air, you know, you said Hicks says, I didn't die, I croaked. And I said, well, you know, on the Hay House radio show, that mother called up and she was so grieving over her son. And I hear him say, frogs croak, I didn't. And right. And then I say this to her and I'm mortified because it's, you know, a very insensitive joke. And she says, I can't believe it. This frog appeared on the night he left his body and he's been sitting with us ever since. So I have this frog, Karen, who appeared, and I sleep outside every night. He sits on the cushion and looks at me and watches over me. And Jean said, wherever I am, I will always watch over you. So on Sunday night, he's got his two beady eyes next to mine. And I'm nose to nose with him. And I said, dude, everybody says I should kiss you and turn you into my prince, but I'm not going to do it. Just stay my frog. And I said, just one condition, like you made the condition with the spider. My condition is just don't poop. Because frog poop is like irritable bowel syndrome. It's a mess of diarrhea. And I had asked him 3 months ago to stop pooping, and I haven't seen a single poop. So I say to him, just don't poop, okay? Now he's up on the wall, and I'm lying on my back watching a movie, when all of a sudden I feel like the rain has somebody released a stream. My manager's going to crack up. We call releasing the stream when we start the radio and TV broadcast. Someone released the stream. He peed on me.
Oh, no.
I told him no pooping. So he said, but you didn't say don't pee.
Exactly.
I'm not kidding. And I'm like, you really pissed me off, Freddie. That's his.
I'm
you know, now Howard Hughes is upon me and I got to go shower. I'm afraid of germs and diseases. So I come back and I said, you really pissed me off. And he lands on me.
Oh.
And Tuesday night, I'm running my coach's training group. I train people in the transdimensional grief resolution method. And I said, I want to show you a photo of Freddie, but I can't seem to get the screen share to work. And so one of the women says, I don't think you're going to have to. I have a feeling Freddie's going to show up and introduce himself. With that, I hear plop. He lands on my shoulder.
Oh.
And he's looking into the camera. But this is like an extreme example. Our loved ones come through any way they can. Spiders, frogs, they speak to us directly. It's because it's all energy, right?
Yes.
The energy of the soul essence is free now to move wherever they need to go to get through to you, to remind you, I'm still with you. I'm loving you now. I'm your guide. I'm your, you know?
Absolutely. And I mean, there's been so many messages. We could spend the whole time talking about this.
I want to come back to your main topic because
yes.
I want to, you know, showcase you because you are the creator of something who you call MBIQ.
Yes.
Can you say what that stands for?
Yes, it stands for Master Your Body IQ. And what we talk about is the intelligence of the body because we are all born with the ability to have this innate wisdom. We all have an innate wisdom, and that's inside of us. And we also all have a certain amount of life force energy. You know, so before you were talking about, you know, how much energy we have and do we have enough energy? And both of these things are inborn, and we have them when we're born. Although the life force energy that we're born with is kind of unique in that we're not all born with the same amount. And so, and we also, it's this precious, basically, I like to kind of liken it to a trust fund, right? Like you have, right? So you have this bank account that's been given you. And unfortunately, we're not taught how to increase it. We're taught how to deplete it. And since we're not all born with the same amount, it can be more challenging for some people or others. So for example, if you were, let's say, the eighth child in your family, you're going to have less of this, what the Chinese call primordial qi, than the first, second, or third child, et cetera, because it actually takes life force to have a baby. And so, as a parent, you're donating some of your life force, this primordial qi, or it's actually stored in the kidneys, so we can also call it kidney qi.
Yes.
And also, if your parents weren't healthy or if they were a little bit older, they may have less of this primordial chi. So because we're not taught how to make it bigger and we're actually literally taught almost from the minute that we're born how to deplete it, this becomes a massively challenging issue for pretty much every human on the planet.
What an excellent description that you're born with a certain amount of primordial chi or kidney chi. And I know that this is true because, I was born 3 months early.
Mm.
And so that's an automatic depletion of kidney chi. And I went to France with my husband 1 year and saw an acupuncturist. And he said to me in French, you're using more chi than you were born with.
Mm.
So he was describing what you're describing of. You're taking, it's sort of like if you use that financial metaphor, more is going out of the bank than you're putting in.
That's right. And the thing is, I was talking to one of my students the other day, and she said, I always remember like 10 years ago when you taught this class and you said, when you run out of this primordial chi, you die. Right. And so she was kind of like, uh-oh. And she said that has stayed with me and it's motivated me to study more, you know, with you, with other people, just to learn, first of all, how to build it back, because
you know,
we can do that.
It's interesting because you know how some people believe there's only a certain number of heartbeats that your heart has,
mm-hmm.
so that if you can lower your heart rate, you're going to live longer because you're not using it up. And then I think some people even think that about ejaculation. You know, like, Dr. Love has to go there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's the thing, which is very related, which you probably didn't realize. So liquids are something called Jing. So Jing is like the essence, right? And kind of Jing comes sort of before Qi. So we have a certain amount of Jing, which is actually the essence that we're born with. And then from there, the Jing becomes Qi. And then they say when you cultivate more Qi, then that kind of leads to Shen, which is spirit. So actually, it's very difficult to be really connected to your spirit if you're lacking Qi. because the more chi you have, the more it's easy to connect. Or you imagine if you don't feel well, right, and you're depleted, it's harder to make that connection. But so jing, so is all fluids are jing, which means semen, blood, lymph, all the liquids in the body make up this essence that we are born with. And so, yes, when we lose too much, sweat is also jing. So when we sweat too much, or, you know, as women, we have a challenge because we lose blood every month when we menstruate for many, many years.
We're losing a lot of fluid.
We're losing some jing. And so it's even more critical. So it's not like you just get that amount and then it just sits there. No, we use it up because we're living, and modern life is making it be used up much more quickly.
So let me just ask you one thing. Since you say that it's sort of like if you're a trust fund baby, you're mm-hmm. born with a big, big trust fund and it's there. And some people are born with less. So you're saying the amount that you're born with is a fixed amount. You can't add to that?
You can, and that's the thing. But there aren't a lot of ways for you to do that. So because, there, I mean, there, and the thing is, a lot of people think that they say, oh, yeah, no, when I want energy, I just go to the gym, right? That is a very common thing. Well, that's
actually draining.
That's right. Depends, but you can be draining your energy. So certain forms of exercise drain your energy more than they make you feel temporarily energized, because a lot of times you're stimulating your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands actually sit on top of the kidney, so it feels like you have more energy. But it could often be a temporary thing. So if you're not also, and it's okay to do some of those exercises, because it's important to get the heart rate moving and all that stuff. We need to move the body. If we don't move the body, we die, actually. So we absolutely need to move the body, and it's one of the primary things.
If we don't move our body, we leave our body.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Right? Because that's the whole point, is that total stagnation means we don't need the body, right? We go into another realm. But while we're here, I want to be in my body. I want to be vital, and I want to enjoy every luscious moment, right? And all the juiciness of life you can have. And again, that goes back to the liquids, right? So the more jing we have, the more juicy we feel, the more juiced up, you know, the better sex we have, the better our relationships are, the better things flow, right? You know, we always talk about this idea of going with the flow. Well, if we are depleted, we can't flow in the same way. And that stops the energy moving on something called meridians, which many people have heard about these days. In acupuncture, we have these rivers of energy. Again, all this water metaphor, this liquid metaphor. So we have these rivers or pools of energy that run through the body. And each meridian is connected with a particular organ. And those organs also have particular, let's say, consciousness states that have to do with their job description. And so that also comes with this innate intelligence that I talked about, and how we have this innate wisdom that knows everything that we need, and it knows what's missing, and it knows what to do, and it knows how to interpret communication, and it knows all these things, but we don't listen. So going back to what you were asking about this Master Your Body IQ, there's two main things that I'm working with in my program and in the things that I teach. One is to help us cultivate, learn how we're depleting this energy, and to stop doing that, right? Stop depleting our life force, and also how to build that, okay? So that's sort of one piece. Stop depleting and build it. And then the other piece is to activate this innate wisdom that we have and learn how to listen, because a lot of us, we stop trusting, or we never learn how to trust the information we're getting, because especially as children, in our modern world, in this Western culture anyway, we aren't really taught to listen to these subtle messages. We're not taught to tune into our bodies. We're not taught that we have all the answers. We're taught to look for everything externally.
And quick fixes. Band-aids and pills.
Exactly. And the more that we do that, the more that we are really damaging our body, our mind, and our spirit. And so what I am deeply passionate about is to help people tune back into that, reclaim their vitality, reclaim their connection to their innate wisdom and their intuition, which also I believe everybody has. Before I started in this work, I felt like I had no intuition. I felt like everybody would say, oh, do you feel that? Do you notice that? Do you see that? I'm like, no, I don't hear things. I don't see things. I don't know what you're talking about. And my family, you know, my father's a lawyer. My mother was a school teacher. That what I learned was I believe it when I see it, and everything was concrete and external and physical.
Empiricists.
Exactly. And once I started to, the reason that I learned about all of this is because, and going back to my career as a musician, I burnt myself out. I got so low in my energy, my physical body, and even my spirit that I was really lost. And it was actually a massage therapist that I was going to try to put my body back together in some semblance of order, which I couldn't do because I had menstrual pains, I had back pain, I had digestive problems, I had all these problems. And I kept going to her for help. And finally, at one point, after about 6 months, she said to me, Karen, I can't help you unless you help yourself. She said, your body is telling me that you are just repeating the same patterns and you need some help. So what she actually did was gave me the number of someone who taught something called the Alexander Technique. And that was actually my first entranceway into starting to listen.
But you were also using movement, you know, so that you were trying to listen to your body through that technique, which involves your posture and how you stand and...
Yeah. Yes, yes. It's being in your body with the most amount of ease. And so that really got me started. And then from there, it opened the doors to a whole bunch of different channels, and which eventually led me to learning a healing system called Body Talk, which I've been teaching and practicing.
Body Talk. And a lot of chiropractors use Body Talk, you know.
Exactly.
And Body Talk is also very similar. Well, we're going to take a break. It's kinesiology testing as well.
Sort of. Yeah, sort of. It's similar.
So listen, we're not going to stop the stream. We're not going to release the stream. We're just going to pause the stream for a break and be back with you in a couple seconds on Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love.
Hi, it's Dr. Jamie Turndorf here, and I have a question for you. Are you or someone you love a veteran suffering from undiagnosed PTSD? According to statistics, between 100 and 200,000 vets suffer PTSD. But did you know that there's an arbitrary diagnostic loophole that denies the PTSD diagnosis to vets who suffer a coexisting mental health disorder? Meanwhile, according to the British Psychiatric Journal, it is rare for vets to suffer PTSD without a coexisting mental health disorder. This means that millions of vets with PTSD don't even know they have it and aren't getting treatment for it. Read my new column, Winning the War on PTSD, in mastersofhealthmag.com and discover a cutting-edge, research-backed new solution to PTSD that you've never heard about. The exciting news is this solution is free for vets with PTSD. Go to mastersofhealthmag.com, take my free PTSD quiz right away, and start your healing journey today. Wishing you all the love in this world and beyond, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Hello again and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks Television. I'm talking with the wonderful Karen Atkins. We're having such a good time, I think.
Yeah.
I am. I really am. So right before we took the break, you mentioned that you got burned out and you were a singer. So performers are on the road. Did you know that I was trained as an opera singer?
No, I didn't know that.
We have this in common. Oh. I studied with the teacher who taught Luciano Pavarotti.
And what?
Yes. I mean,
wow.
Don't, when I say high C, they'll just say, we're removing her from the network immediately. So, so you drained your energy because you were on tour? You were moving around?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. I think it has a lot to do with what we were talking about earlier, that we are basically taught how to deplete our energy. So even though, I mean, I did it maybe a little faster than some people because I was on the road, because I wasn't really eating very healthy food. I was very stressed out. There was a lot of pressure. You know, I had gotten a record deal and I had this lawyer and we were, you know, there were all these things that were
part
of building a career as a new artist. And it was extremely stressful. And emotionally, you know, especially, and that emotional stress is one of the biggest causes of, you know, there's all kinds of stress, but that's one of the biggest ones. So I think that was part of it. And I didn't know what to do. And I also felt like at that moment, if I kept going in the way that the music business was and everything, I was going to lose my soul. And so it was also a spiritual crossroads for me. You know, my body was telling me something is not right. And so I actually quit playing music and barely picked up the guitar for 10 or 15 years. And that's when I kind of embarked on this journey to learn more about energy, to learn more about communication with my body, to learn more about healing and wellness. And then I ended up starting to teach it because, of course, that's what happens. You get so into it that it becomes this thing. And I had learned this healing system called Body Talk, which was because what I had done is I embarked on this adventure, this journey to learn all these different modalities. And I was receiving chiropractic and acupuncture and cranial sacral therapy. I mean, so many different things and learning meditation and all this stuff. But I still found that when my stress level would just get a little too high, even all these things worked, I would tank again. And so that's when,
in terms of you were just like a race horse that couldn't make it around the track, you were exhausted.
Yeah, and my symptoms would also flare up again. So that was the other thing that was very disturbing. It's like, well, I'm dealing with these symptoms, but they were a little bit. They weren't getting to enough of the root cause, I think, that what I really needed. So eventually what I did was I was talking to this gentleman who, a friend of mine, who was an acupuncturist. He actually had a doctorate in acupuncture. And right after he got his doctorate, I called him to say, you know, hey, how are you doing? You know, you just got your doctorate. Because I had met him years before. And he had given me this amazing shiatsu massage. So we become friends and he was giving me herbs and all these things that were helping. But anyway, so I said, how's it going now that you got your doctorate? And he said, actually, I'm not doing that much acupuncture right now. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? You just spent years and money and everything getting your doctorate. Why not? And he said, you know, I found that if you ask the body if it wants needles poked in it, sometimes it says no. And he said, I've just learned this healing system called Body Talk in which we're asking the body yes and no questions about what its priorities are for healing. And sometimes the body doesn't want to be poked with a needle.
Even that could be a stress, you know?
Exactly. And later on, I learned that there's actually 8 branches of Chinese medicine And from the one that they recommend the most, the first branch to the last one, acupuncture is actually the very last. It's number 8. So the first one is actually meditation. Right. And then after that, Qigong and Tai Chi, and then diet. And there's, you know, you go through the order till you get to the very, very last one. The second to last one is herbs. So it's like poke them if you have to, but be the least invasive first. And that's actually the Hippocratic Oath, right? The Hippocratic Oath that all doctors still take to this day. Somehow, you know, I think there's a little bit of confusion in there.
No harm one?
Yes. First, do no harm, right? So they're saying, look, if you don't have to be invasive, let's not, you know, let's see what else we can do and then take it from there. So that's what he was teaching me, and I got really intrigued, and then he came and gave me a session. And with that session, I had had an ankle injury that I had. It's a kind of a long story, but after when I quit playing music, I went and worked in the internet field for 5 years, and then I quit all of that to be a gardener, and I was working doing lawn mowing, actually. And I've done it all. And I got into a lawn mowing accident. And this lawnmower fell on my ankle, and I couldn't walk. I couldn't put pressure on my ankle, my foot, for a month.
Whoa.
And so then he came, and luckily, if I hadn't actually, you know, again, why do things happen? I believe that everything's meant to be. So if I hadn't had that accident, I wouldn't have been able to get together with him because I would have had to work. And so I was on disability. He came and gave me a session, and within a few days, my ankle completely healed. And I was like, what is going on here?
It was the energy was stagnating in that area.
Exactly. Well, and there were also other factors, because what happens in Body Talk is we can find out all sorts of different things. One of the things that he balanced in me was a little joint inside my skull that called the sphenobasilar joint. And that joint rocks while we breathe. And what happens is that when it's stuck, well, so when it's not stuck, when it's, you know, when it does its rocking normally, it allows the breath to be full, and then it allows the brain to scan all the frequencies of the body so it can see what's wrong and fix it. And mine was apparently very stuck. And when it gets stuck and the brain can't see anything that's going on in the body, and our breath, we always say breath is life, right? So if you don't have breath, there's a lot of things that will malfunction in the body. And especially the brain's ability to scan and see.
That's
and
a really
fix
good
stuff.
Example. Very good. Yeah. You speak very well, very clearly. That's why you're a good teacher. Yeah. And your mother was a teacher, is a teacher.
She was a teacher, yeah. And my grandmother was also a school teacher, too.
Oh, my girl, you got it in your bones.
Right. And she was a beautiful pianist. She used to play a lot of Chopin. And yeah, it was beautiful. I love listening. I mean, she left her body when I was 5. And she left me her piano. And that's actually one of the things that got me really, really into. I was so into. I would practice for hours and hours a day on the piano.
I just received the message that the music was really tuning your vibration and your frequency. And it was just this first step in your energy work. And that's why you were exhausted, so that you would give up the music and the performing and find the way to work with the energy to help heal your clients, whereas as a performer, you wouldn't have done that.
Well, and what's interesting is that when I started rebuilding my energy, I came back to music. So what happened was, and I had to, and in fact, when I quit my music career, one of my spiritual teachers said to me, you know, when you find out who you are, you're going to have to go back to playing music again. And I'm thinking, yeah, whatever. What is she talking about? But what happened was, so I started teaching Body Talk almost, you know, after I had that session, then I took the class. The 4-day training was one of the most healing 4 days of my entire life. And then I was obsessed, and I came home because I took the class in California. I was living in New York. I came home and I literally practically took people off the street and said, you need Body Talk. And I started tapping because they use a tapping technique. I started tapping on everyone I could get my hands on. And then, so soon after that, I started teaching it. And then I opened up a healing center in New York, and then I started traveling around the world teaching, and I burnt myself out again because I understood about listening to the body and getting the body to talk to itself because that's how it heals. And then I forgot, or I didn't
know. No, hablo inglés on yourself.
My God. But I didn't know about this primordial chi at that point.
You didn't know.
So that was the missing piece. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was at my healing center, we had a Chinese master come to teach a class on Tai Chi and Qigong. And somehow I just had this inner sense because I was listening to my intuition. I learned that piece.
If not the body.
Right. And I said, go, you must go to his workshop. And so I, even though I was literally, I could barely keep my eyes open while I was listening to him, but I could feel this bubbling sense of possibilities as I was learning on that first day. And then after his weekend workshop, I said, I am going to commit to practicing. He had a DVD and it was a 10-minute practice. And I said, I'm going to do 10 minutes a day. And I practiced for 10 minutes a day for an entire month. And after that month, my energy was so much better. I couldn't believe it.
And that was 10 minutes of Qigong?
10 minutes of Qigong a day. And so that's one of the reasons why. So after that, all of this, my creativity, because you talked about that at the beginning, how energy is connected to our creativity. If we don't have, our life force energy is our creative energy. And it also, it allows us to create anything, including children. Like I said, we're donating energy, but a lot of that is our creative energy. And when you start building your life force, it is inevitable that the creative side of you will start to come out. And I'm noticing that now we're right in the middle of the beta program for this Master Your Body IQ program that I'm doing. And even within the first week and a half, people were already saying they're getting up and writing poetry. They're just feeling more creative. And so that's what happened to me. I started exploding with creativity. And I wrote and recorded a 12-song album about a year and a half after I started really working on this. It really, really, it was like my life was like, you cannot ignore this anymore. And literally a 12-song album flew out of me in 8 weeks.
Well, because it was just the energy was so bubbling over. It's like a well overflowing.
Yes.
Before we go into our next break, I wanted to ask you about something I saw on your website, the 3 secrets to ultra boosting your energy. That's the blog on your website. What are those 3 secrets?
Okay, so those 3 secrets are moving your body, right? So Tai Chi and Qigong is a really key piece because if we don't move our body to cultivate, because that is one of the only ways that we have to actually cultivate energy. Because like I said, some exercises will deplete, but Qigong and Tai Chi were specifically designed to cultivate, to replenish the life force that we may have lost. And that is absolutely critical. So great question on that. The second one is getting the body to talk to itself so that it knows the places where it needs to work on, or, if there's, let's say because hydration is a key issue, but what if we don't know that we're dehydrated, or what if the body isn't taking water into the cells, right? Because water is so important for energy. But a lot of times, I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday. She's pregnant, and she's drinking all this water, but she still is dehydrated.
But that's also connected to magnesium, that if you're magnesium deficient, the cells don't receive the hydration.
Right. But if your cells aren't receptive, they may not even be taking in the magnesium properly and absorbing the magnesium. So getting the body to talk to itself is a key piece. And that's what I learned very strongly through Body Talk. And there's tons of things that we can do there.
And let's take a break. Hold the thought.
Sure.
Hold it. And we'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
On Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love.
Hi, it's Dr. Jamie Turndorf here, and I have a question for you. Are you or someone you love a veteran suffering from undiagnosed PTSD? According to statistics, between 100 and 200,000 vets suffer PTSD. But did you know that there's an arbitrary diagnostic loophole that denies the PTSD diagnosis to vets who suffer a coexisting mental health disorder? Meanwhile, according to the British Psychiatric Journal, it is rare for vets to suffer PTSD without a coexisting mental health disorder. This means that millions of vets with PTSD don't even know they have it and aren't getting treatment for it. Read my new column, Winning the War on PTSD, in mastersofhealthmag.com and discover a cutting-edge, research-backed new solution to PTSD that you've never heard about. The exciting news is this solution is free for vets with PTSD. Go to mastersofhealthmag.com, take my free PTSD quiz right away, and start your healing journey today. Wishing you all the love in this world and beyond, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
Are you loving who you are, as you are? Or are you stuck in old pain, fear, and anger? Philomena Tripp's inspirational book, Invisible Courage, shows us we all have infinite value. Discover how one courageous woman born with severe birth defects overcame immense challenges, creating a happy, nurturing, and successful life. Her first step was learning to love herself. Philomena's incredible journey exemplifies the resilience of the human spirit. Buy the book Invisible Courage by Philomena Tripp, available in paperback, Kindle, and now audiobook. Visit philomenatripp.com. That's philomenatripp.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello again, and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Networks TV, talking with Karen Atkins about how you can master your body IQ. That's really what you're calling it, right? Your body IQ. Right.
Intelligence of the body, yeah.
Intelligence of the body. So right before break, you were about to say the third secret, I believe, to ultra boosting your energy, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. So the third secret, we were talking before about flow and how important flow is. And what I think a lot of people don't realize this third secret and how critical it is, and that is the flow of the spaces that you're in. And so looking at, in fact, I was talking about the branches of Chinese medicine, and geomancy or feng shui is actually a key, it's number five. So, so it's a really key piece to learning the art of placement in your space and clearing clutter and understanding things like geopathic stress, which a lot of people don't even know what that is. So for example, when I was doing a body talk session on this one gentleman came in he was suffering with pancreatic cancer. And he was a young man in his 30s, and he had two young children. And when it had he first got the diagnosis, they did, you know, a bunch of chemo and whatever they did with him. And he was able to bring it into remission. And then it came back after a few years. And so he came to me kind of going, I don't know what to do. And one of the very first thing that actually came up in his session was that he had some potential geopathic stress in his house. So what that is, they are ley lines or grid lines that are under the earth. And these are naturally occurring lines, so we can't avoid them. And they actually occur about every 3 feet, but they go there. It's in a grid. So they're horizontal and vertical. And so they cross each other. And these lines, although they're natural, they actually are detrimental to our energy. They're very disturbing to our energy. And particularly when they cross each other, they can really have a harmful effect. In fact, I believe in Germany or Austria, they did a study with geopathic stress with these ley lines, and they found, and they used cancer patients, and they found that 100% of the people that they tested who had cancer spent a significant amount of time in these places where there was this geopathic stress, especially a crossing. And so, you know, you could be having a pristine diet, you could be exercising, you could be doing all these things, and yet you're sleeping on one of these crossings every night, or where you sit at your desk at work, or wherever you're spending a significant amount of time, that could be absolutely harming you and causing these major diseases. So this guy had one, and it was fascinating because what we did is I recommended for him to hire a professional dowser. I mean, you can learn to do it yourself, but in this case, I didn't want to take a chance. And I happened to have a friend who was very good at that. And he went over and he said, absolutely, there was a crossing. This is the scary part. In the bed where he was sleeping, exactly where he was lying every night, where his pancreas was.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. So these pieces where we don't necessarily know. Now that's something that
you do. I mean,
there's ways that you can douse for this kind of thing, and you can also. I think that we also have clues because he said he had trouble sleeping, and the cancer had pretty much started to come ever since they moved into their new house. So there are clues.
Did he have to move, or are there ways to block that?
Well, it depends. Yeah, great question. So it depends. Sometimes you just have to move your bed. I mean, I actually had that problem. I had a water line. So it's grid lines and water lines, and they're both disturbing to our energy. And I had a water line that was running underneath my bed, and I happen to have a very good friend who not only is he a dowser, he also has he actually invented these little tools that go up on your wall, and that they will actually neutralize negative geopathic stress. And there's other things as well. So these are great. And I use those. I love them. And I actually started selling them so I could kind of get them at a discount for people.
Talking about the EMFs and what
right.
that does to you.
Right. And it also helps with the EMF, but these are more, because he has other tools for EMF. But yeah. But that's the other reason, by the way, I just want to say, that one of the biggest reasons I'm so passionate about teaching Qigong and Tai Chi and energy building in the way that I do is because when we build up our energy field, right, there's something called the Wei Qi, which is an energy that runs out around outside on top of and under the skin. And it's like an energetic skin. And the stronger our Wei Qi is, which we build up when we do these exercises, the less we are affected by EMF.
It's interesting because in psychological terms, we call it the insulation barrier.
Exactly.
And you're describing the same thing.
Because it also affects us, it also protects us against other people's emotions. It protects us against climates, extreme climates. So that's why, and it also protects us against physical injury. So that's why you see all these martial artists, they beat the crap out of each other. And I was always wondering when I watched like the Karate Kid or Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, how do these people not have massive bone breaks and bruises and everything? Because they have this energetic shield. So that's one way to do it. But at any rate, so you could either move your bed, you could get some tools, you could, extreme cases, you might want to move because it's hard to, you know, there may be like electrical, because, you know, like the EMF, there may be an electrical tower like right next to your house. Or,
yes.
You know, now they're putting these 5G towers, which is a whole nother story. It's very scary. So we need tools that are going to protect us against this and those are the things. So also just clutter clearing. I mean, I've had people make massive changes in their life just by, because, and the way, one of the reasons I discovered all this feng shui is because they would come up in body talk sessions as other modalities. So when I'm doing body talk, you can ask the person's body if body talk is a priority or if another modality is a priority. And so, I have a list, a running list of all these other modalities. And since learning body talk, I've studied about 40 of them.
Right, and, because you have to integrate it all into the work. Yeah.
Exactly. And music is one that comes up, and all these, you know, essential oils, all these things. But so I was kept getting feng shui, clutter clearing. You know, like they have a big spot in their living room that's just completely cluttered, and it was right in their, let's say, their money corner. And they were having all these struggles, financial struggles. And so once they started to clear that and move the energy there, this financial struggle started to turn around. So there's all these things. But it would, what it will also do is it will actually give you more energy. If you have clutter in your space, it is draining your energy. It is a massive energy drain. So making sure, that's why I had it as the third piece, because as long as you have the energy clear, it won't be drained. But if you have any of those pieces, it's going to be draining all the wonderful energy that you're cultivating and to get the body to talk and all those things. And then you're going to be draining it with the clutter.
So in the last 5 minutes, I want to make sure everybody hears a little bit about this new online course you have.
Yes.
What it's about. And so could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, sure. So it has, you know, the name Master Your Body IQ. And it is a 6-week online program. That is designed to give consistency to help people build their energy, release stress, and start to be able to manifest things, actually. So in the program, there's 11 minutes of movement a day. So we get this Tai Chi and Qigong, and we honestly don't need much more than that. I mean, when I started, that's how I did it. I was doing 10 minutes a day.
Why'd you go from 10 to 11?
Well, it's a great question. Because I felt that when you have the little spaces in between, you lose a little. And I wanted people to have like a full 10 minutes.
Got it.
Right? Because when you transition from one thing to the other. So I said 11 minutes, and anybody can do that, right? So it's really exercises and material and strategies that people can use to stop depleting their energy, start cultivating. There's also a health food challenge. A lot of people have an idea of what to do to eat, but it can be confusing. And so in my experience, because I studied nutrition, was actually one of the first things I studied because I had digestive problems and I needed to figure that out.
And do you do the blood type diet as well? Do you believe in that?
I actually believe, I think the blood type diet is quite good. But even underneath that, because I do follow that quite a bit, but in this challenge, it's not so much a... I think there's some basic, I know there's some basic principles that if we follow those, then, because I do believe not everybody should have the same diet, but there's certain things that we really all should be avoiding. And there's certain things that generally over thousands of years have been shown to be supportive. So, and then within that, people can kind of get their own, make their own choices. And that's partly what we do in the course too, is to help them cultivate that ability to listen to their body. And so that challenge is just giving them one simple thing per week that they can do to substitute something that may be a little more harmful with something less. So it's kind of up-leveling wherever they're at. And I think that's really important. And then there's a bunch of other things, and there's coaching with me. So there's live coaching that we do where I can answer questions. We get people in the hot seat when they're working through some challenges and help them to identify the places where they may be depleting their energy so they can turn it around.
So where do people find this course?
Well, what we've actually done just for this show, actually. So right now we have a wait list. We sold out on our beta program, and we're going to be releasing the next one on January 8th. And so right now there's just a wait list, but we've opened up some slots just for Dr. Love listeners. And we've actually reduced the price. So there's a special discount. So they can go to KarenAtkins.com/Dr. Love. So just DRLOVE. And so KarenAtkins.com/Dr. Love. And I don't know if we can, you know, post it somewhere or whatever. But that is just a special... special discount for
right
Dr.
Now,
Love listeners.
KarenAtkins.com/Dr. Love. Is that right?
Yep, that's it. And from there, they can get all the information. They can learn a little bit more about the course. And there's even a, you know, a payment plan option as well for people, because, you know, sometimes people need that too. So I'm very, very, very passionate about getting more people to connect with this material and utilize it. We've had unbelievable results in our beta program. I cannot wait to start sharing. You know, we're just in week four, the beginning of week four, and I literally can't even believe the testimonials we're having already and the programs I've even finished.
It's wonderful. Now, in the last minute, what would you like to leave everyone with? The parting message, because we literally have 1 minute.
Okay, what I would say is many of us believe that we need to do more in order to achieve things in life. And my experience is that is not the case, that we can actually achieve incredible results by doing less if we are managing our energy. So the key piece is become efficient with our energy management and something that I call personal sustainability. And in that case, we can, it's amazing how things will just start coming. You can magnetize the things you want in your life if you have the right strategies.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for being
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
Very much enjoyed having you. I hope we stay in touch.
Absolutely, we will.
Good. And I'm very energized knowing you. See you all next time on Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.